Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coffee Break German Magazine, Season 1, Episode 5. Herzlich willkommen zurück zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
You're listening to the Coffee Break German Magazine. This is Episode 5 of Season 1 and we're delighted to be back with another episode. Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht es sehr gut. Und dir, Marc?
Ja, auch sehr gut. Danke. So, what do we have today? What are we talking about today?
Yeah, today we're going to Switzerland, which is super exciting for me.
Yep, okay, good. And what are we talking about?
We're talking about the Rheinfall.
The Rheinfall. Well, we know what the Rhine is. It's a river. Mm-hmm. So the Rhine, does that start in Switzerland and go all the way up to the North Sea?
Yes, indeed. It starts in the canton of Graubünden and then travels through Switzerland to Schaffhausen.
Yep.
Yeah, where we find the Rheinfall.
Okay, excellent. Well, it's time to get on with the lesson. Also, los geht's.
Los geht's, yeah.
As usual, we are joined by Oliveira for our text, and then we'll have a chat about all the words and phrases and the grammar contained in this text afterwards. Also, Bühne frei, Oliveira.
Hallo, liebe Zuhörer. Hier ist Oliveira. Heute geht's in unserer Folge in die Schweiz, und zwar zum Rheinfall. Also, fangen wir an. Der Rheinfall in Schaffhausen ist einer der drei größten Wasserfälle Europas und bietet ein atemberaubendes Naturspektakel. Der insgesamt über 1200 Kilometer lange Fluss überquert den Bodensee und fließt ab Stein am Rhein wieder durch das Festland, bis es in Schaffhausen in einen 23 Meter hohen und 150 Meter breiten Wasserfall fließt. Vor über 100.000 Jahren bestand der Rhein noch aus verschiedenen Teilen und war nicht verbunden. Durch verschiedene Eiszeiten formte sich sein Verlauf neu. So entstand das Bett aus Malmkalk des heutigen Wasserfalls während der letzten Eiszeit vor rund 15.000 Jahren. Die Felsen des Wasserfalls bilden die Überreste der damaligen, steil abfallenden Kalksteinkante. Das direkt neben dem Wasserfall liegende Schloss Laufen bietet mit mehreren Aussichtsplattformen und seinem Panoramalift eine spektakuläre Aussicht auf den Rheinfall. Rund um das Jahr öffnet es täglich seine Pforten für Besucher. Die Aussichtsplattformen sind sogar 24 Stunden am Tag zugänglich. Das elegante Schlossrestaurant bietet für Gourmetliebhaber die perfekte Ergänzung zum Ausflug. Infos und Tickets für das Schloss sind sowohl online als auch im Besucherzentrum erhältlich. Auch der Zugang zum Schlossmuseum selbst ist dabei im Ticketpreis enthalten. Hier erfährt der Besucher alles über die Geschichte des Schlosses seit seiner ersten Erwähnung im Jahr 858 bis hin zu seiner Neueröffnung in 2010. Wer einen Tagesausflug zum Rheinfall plant, sollte sich auch die zwei mittelalterlichen Städte Schaffhausen und Stein am Rhein anschauen. In der Schaffhauser Altstadt lässt es sich entspannt durch die mittelalterlichen Straßen und Gassen bummeln. Verlässt man die Stadt, findet man im Herbst auch tolle Möglichkeiten, Weine aus der Blauburgunderland-Region zu probieren. In Stein am Rhein kann man das Kloster St. Georgen besuchen oder auch mal im Museum Lindwurm mehr über das bürgerliche Wohnen und landwirtschaftliche Arbeiten um das Jahr 1850 erfahren. Auch in der weiteren Umgebung gibt es ein breit gefächertes Freizeitangebot für Naturliebhaber. Die Berge und Wälder des Dreiländerecks am Bodensee bieten zahllose Wanderwege und Sportmöglichkeiten rund um das ganze Jahr.
Well, I think that sounds like an advert for the Swiss Tourist Board or something like that. I'd like to go right now to visit this beautiful area. There are quite a lot of interesting words in there and some quite tricky expressions. So I think we should go back through the text and talk about it, and you can help me understand everything in full.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Also los geht's.
Der Rheinfall in Schaffhausen ist einer der drei größten Wasserfälle Europas.
Okay, so the Rheinfall, I'm guessing that's the Rhine waterfall,
ja,
in Schaffhausen.
Genau. So, also auf Deutsch ist waterfall ein Wasserfall, mm-hmm, und deshalb ist es der Rheinfall.
Okay, so it's the Rhine waterfall, mm-hmm, in Schaffhausen, and it's one of the three biggest waterfalls in Europe.
Genau.
Now just, can we talk a little bit about the, I think we've got a genitive in here, yeah?
Yes, very nice. Huh? So der Rheinfall in Schaffhausen ist einer, mm-hmm, der drei größten Wasserfälle Europa. Also ist einer der, one of the, mm-hmm, drei größten Wasserfälle, und Europas, mm-hmm, is of Europe, but we use a genitive there.
Okay, so einer.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain why it's einer?
Yes. Einer is a pronoun.
Okay.
And it stands for waterfall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And therefore it's got to agree.
Yes. So it's one of the. And mm-hmm, how do we say one of the in German? We would say, if it's masculine, we would say einer. Mm-hmm. If it's feminine, it would be eine.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's neutral, we would say
eines. Okay, yeah. So it follows regular patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of the three biggest waterfalls of Europe,
yes.
Europas.
Yes.
Okay, let's continue.
Und bietet ein atemberaubendes Naturspektakel.
Right. So bieten is like to offer.
Offer.
So
yeah,
it offers a something natural spectacle.
Yes.
What's this?
Es beraubt dich deines Atems. It takes away your breath.
Ah, right. Mm-hmm. So breathtaking. Mm-hmm. Atemberaubendes. Wow. Okay,
because
a new word for me.
Because it's das Naturspektakel, and that's, mm-hmm, why it is atemberaubendes.
Okay, it's got to agree there, mm-hmm, with the neuter. Okay.
Der insgesamt über 1200 Kilometer lange Fluss überquert den Bodensee und fließt ab Stein am Rhein wieder durch das Festland.
Right, that's quite a lot there. Mm-hmm. Let's split that up a little, so if we come back and do the first part.
Der insgesamt über 1200 Kilometer lange Fluss überquert den Bodensee.
Right, so something crosses the Bodensee, mm-hmm, the lake, which is known in English as Lake Constance.
Yes.
And you mentioned 1,200 kilometers long river, but I'm not sure about this beginning part.
Ah, der insgesamt. Insgesamt means in total.
Ah, right. So der is another pronoun there. Mm-hmm. It's not der. I thought insgesamt was a noun.
No, der Fluss. Der,
right,
Fluss,
so,
but we add information to der Fluss.
Okay, so in total, mm-hmm, it's 1,200 meters, kilometers long, mm-hmm, and it crosses the Bodensee, the Lake Constance.
So if you look at insgesamt über 1,200 kilometer lange Fluss, if we took out the numbers, mm-hmm, and the insgesamt, then we would say der lange Fluss.
Ah, right,
yeah?
I am getting it now.
But
okay,
how long is it, der insgesamt über 1,200 kilometer lange Fluss?
So, the over 1,200 kilometers long river, mm-hmm, crosses the Bodensee.
Mm-hmm.
And then where does it go?
Und fließt ab Stein am Rhein wieder durch das Festland.
Right, so it flows, mm-hmm, fließt, mm-hmm, from Stein am Rhein onwards through the Festland. What's the Festland?
Yeah, Festland is not the Bodensee.
Okay, so it's the solid earth as opposed,
yes,
to the sea.
Yes.
Okay.
But watch it, it's not the sea. The sea is
the
lake.
Of course, sorry.
Yes.
I apologize. Okay, so it goes on through the land.
Mm-hmm.
Bis what?
Bis es in Schaffhausen in einem 23 Meter hohen und 150 Meter breiten Wasserfall fließt.
So we've got another long description of the waterfall there.
So it's the same thing that happens here as with the 1,200 kilometers. Mm-hmm. So bis es in Schaffhausen in einen breiten Wasserfall fließt. So what does this mean?
So until it flows into a wide waterfall in Schaffhausen.
And then it gives us additional information of how wide it is. In einen 23 Meter hohen, so that's the height, und 150 Meter breiten Wasserfall.
So it's 23 meters high and 150 meters wide.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, super. Vor über 100.000 Jahren bestand der Rhein noch aus verschiedenen Teilen und war nicht verbunden.
Right, so for over 100.000 years, the Rhine, was it still in separate parts?
Yes, but not for over 100.000 years. For is
ago.
100, so over 100.000 years ago.
Yep. It was in separate parts. It wasn't yet joined up.
Yes. Durch verschiedene Eiszeiten formte sich sein Verlauf neu.
Right. So through different ice ages, Verlauf.
Der Verlauf is how it runs.
Okay. So it's the path that's taking or something like that. So, or its course, the course of a river.
Yes.
So did it change its course over those different ice ages?
Yes. So entstand das Bett aus Malmkalk des heutigen Wasserfalls während der letzten Eiszeit vor rund 15.000 Jahren. So let's look at this from the start.
Yep.
So entstand das Bett aus Malmkalk.
So what's Malmkalk?
It's a type of lime.
Oh, right. Okay, so a type of...
So kalk is lime and Malmkalk is just a type of lime.
Right. Entstand. Okay. Formed.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the bed of the waterfall formed of today's waterfall was formed during the last ice age.
Yes, which was
around about 15,000 years ago.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
Making sense.
Die Felsen des Wasserfalls bilden die Überreste der damaligen steil abfallenden Kalksteinkante.
Oh, right. There's more lime in there, I think. What are die Felsen?
Felsen are rocks.
Rocks, okay. So the rocks of the waterfall, and we've got a nice genitive there, des Wasserfalls, bilden die Überreste.
Form or are.
And the Überreste are the remains.
Remains.
Yep, come across that one before. Der damaligen... Is that the...
Damalig is former.
Former, yeah. The previous...
Let's look at Kalksteinkante. So Kalkstein is limestone. Mm-hmm. Und der Kante is an edge.
Right.
So you have to picture this. There was this edge made of Kalkstein.
Yep.
And it is now... rocks in the waterfall.
Right, okay. Quite technical, this.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So let's look at this sentence again. Die Felsen des Wasserfalls, the rocks of the waterfall, bilden die Überreste, form or are the remains of the damaligen, former
yep.
steil abfallenden Kalksteinkante. So of the former Kalksteinkante, edge, yep. of limestone and steil abfallend.
I'm struggling now.
Steil is steep and abfallend means it goes down.
It goes down, yeah.
So it was
a slope, like the steep slope.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so it's a steep slope and then the limestone edge then became the waterfall.
The rocks. Yeah. Okay. Yes. It's very technical.
Yeah, it is indeed.
Okay. So let's read on. Das direkt neben dem Wasserfall liegende Schloss Laufen. Let's look at this.
Okay, so
what is this?
Right beside the waterfall, the Laufen Castle is to be found.
Yes. So, liegende Schloss. What is this? This is nice.
Liegende Schloss.
Yeah. So, das direkt neben dem Wasserfall liegende Schloss Laufen. So, you you made sense of it. You said there is a castle, it's called Schloss Laufen, and it is right next to the waterfall. Yep. Liegend is a gerund.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's lying.
Yes.
In some way.
Yes. So if you look at, if I eat a banana and you say, ah, die Bananen essende Andrea.
Right, I'm just describing you as the banana eating Andrea.
Yes, and this is das direkt neben dem Wasserfall liegende Schloss Laufen.
Right, I guess. So the castle, well, it's the directly beside the waterfall lying castle.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Very
okay,
good.
Right.
Bietet mit mehreren Aussichtsplattformen und seinem Panoramalift eine spektakuläre Aussicht auf den Rheinfall.
Right.
So what does the castle do?
It offers with is that like multiple viewing platforms?
Yes.
And it's panorama lift. And it offers a spectacular view of the Rheinfall.
Sehr gut, super, bravo. Rund um das Jahr öffnet es täglich seine Pforten für Besucher.
Okay, the whole year round, rund um das Jahr, it opens daily, it's, what's the Pforte?
Pforte is an old word for a big door.
All right, okay. So it opens its doors daily for visitors.
Die Aussichtsplattformen sind sogar 24 Stunden am Tag zugänglich.
Sogar in there, is that like therefore?
Nein,
okay.
It points out how outrageous this is. Yeah,
right.
So they are even accessible 24 hours a day.
So the viewing platform is even accessible 24 hours a day.
Yes.
So there's no excuse not to visit.
Exactly. Das elegante Schlossrestaurant bietet für Gourmetliebhaber die perfekte Ergänzung zum Ausflug.
Right, so the elegant castle restaurant offers for gourmet lovers or people who enjoy eating.
That doesn't mean that they love gourmets. It means that they love
food.
For gourmet food.
Food, yeah.
So, and it offers for
food lovers,
foodies,
the perfect ergänzung, accompaniment.
Yes.
To the Ausflug, the
excursion.
Okay.
The trip, yeah. Infos und Tickets für das Schloss sind sowohl online als auch im Besucherzentrum erhältlich.
So information and tickets for the castle are, is that like they're available both online as much as online as in the visitor center?
Sowohl als auch means that you can that there are two options.
So both online and in the visitor center. Okay.
Auch der Zugang zum Schlossmuseum selbst ist dabei im Ticketpreis enthalten.
So also with the entrance to the castle museum itself is with the ticket price included.
Ja,
so
genau.
In better English, the ticket price includes both entry to the castle and to the castle museum.
Genau. Hier erfährt der Besucher alles über die Geschichte des Schlosses.
So, here finds out the visitor everything about the history of the castle. Again, we can change that into better English once we've got the whole sentence.
Seit seiner ersten Erwähnung im Jahr 858.
So, since its first something in the year 858, what's Erwähnung.
Erwähnen ist to mention.
Oh, right. So the first time it was mentioned in literature or something like that. Okay.
Bis hin zu seiner Neueröffnung in 2010.
So is that until its like new opening?
Yeah.
Until it reopened in 2010. So coming back then, here visitors will find out everything about the history of the castle since its first mention in 858 until its reopening in 2010.
Genau. Wer einen Tagesausflug zum Rheinfall plant, sollte sich auch die zwei mittelalterlichen Städte Schaffhausen und Stein am Rhein anschauen.
Right. Wer einen Tagesausflug zum Rheinfall plant, is that whoever is planning a day trip to the Rheinfall,
sollte sich auch die zwei mittelalterlichen Städte Schaffhausen und Stein am Rhein anschauen.
So, whoever is planning this should also check out the two Middle Ages towns of Schaffhausen and Stein am Rhein. Is that right?
Yes. So it's the two cities are from the Middle Ages.
From the Middle Ages, yes. Yeah.
In der Schaffhauser Altstadt lässt es sich entspannt durch die mittelalterlichen Straßen und Gassen bummeln.
Right. So in the old town of Schaffhausen. Lässt es sich.
This is entspannt. Nice, huh? So, es lässt sich etwas machen, means that's something you can do.
Right.
Okay? So zum Beispiel sage ich, ich sitze irgendwo an der Sonne und es ist wunderbar und ich trinke ein Glas Wein und ich sage, hier lässt es sich leben.
Right, yeah? I've seen that with leben, yeah.
So, I can do this. This is nice.
Es lässt sich
durch die Straßen gehen means you can walk through the streets.
But it gives it a little more, doesn't it? It kind of makes it a little more dreamy and lovely.
It's nice, huh?
Okay, so it's nice to walk through the streets.
Yes.
Can I just double check? So going through these Middle Ages or medieval streets and Gassen alleys, lanes or something like that. What's the bummeln?
Bummeln means that you very slowly walk. You stroll in the streets and you look at shops.
Okay.
And maybe you buy something, but maybe not. You definitely look at shops.
Going for a wee wander.
Yes.
Okay, a wee donner in
and
Scots.
I think we've looked at this word before, and we talked about the bummler, the train that stops everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, so der bummler, there is a Schnellzug that doesn't stop, and the bummler has a million stops between where you start and where you want to go.
That's the 501 as opposed to the 504 for me on the way home. Okay, good. Right, so that is through the old town. You can enjoy wandering and having a wander through the streets, the medieval streets and lanes.
Exactly. Verlässt man die Stadt, findet man im Herbst auch tolle Möglichkeiten, Weine aus der Blauburgunderlandregion zu probieren.
Right, so we're talking about wine now and something about in the autumn.
Yes.
So
verlässt man die Stadt?
Like if you miss the town?
Nein, if you leave the town.
If you leave, of course.
Yeah, verlassen is to leave.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. So if you leave the town or the city, you'll find yourself in autumn also in or great possibilities.
Mm-hmm. So you find possibilities. Mm-hmm. So in autumn you find great possibilities. To do what?
To taste the wine from the Blauburgunderland region.
Ja, was für ein Wort. Blauburgunderlandregion. Nice.
A nice compound word there.
Yes.
Lots of compounds. What do we call it? Do we have a word in English for that?
For Blauburgunder? Blauburgunder is a type of grape.
Yeah.
Und das Blauburgunderland is the area, but we call it then also region. It's really, it's a bit too much, but that's what it's called.
Okay.
In Stein am Rhein kann man das Kloster St. Georgen besuchen.
Okay, so in Stein am Rhein, you can visit the St. Georgen Monastery?
Ja. Oder auch mal im Museum Lindwurm mehr über das bürgerliche Wohnen und landwirtschaftliche Arbeiten um das Jahr 1850 erfahren.
That seems to me to be very specific. You can also go to the Lindwurm Museum, where you can find out more about, is it city or civil life and agricultural work?
Yeah.
in the year 1850.
Ja, genau.
Very specific.
Ja, ja, ja. Aber sehr interessant. Mhm. Auch in der weiteren Umgebung gibt es ein breit gefächertes Freizeitangebot für Naturliebhaber.
Right, so also in the wider area, there is a wide, gefächertes.
Gefächert, we've come across the Fächer before. Mm-hmm. The Fächer is a fan.
Right,
yeah,
so it's a
opens,
range.
Yeah, it opens up, so it means that you have a lot of different things to do.
Right, so there's a wide range of free time offerings.
Leisure,
yeah.
Leisure activities.
For people who love nature, for nature lovers.
Genau, genau. Die Berge und Wälder des Dreiländerecks am Bodensee bieten zahllose Wanderwege und Sportmöglichkeiten rund um das ganze Jahr.
So we've had rund um das Jahr earlier, and this rund um das ganze Jahr, the whole year round. So these are the mountains and the forests of the Dreiländerecks. Is this the corner of the three countries, Germany, Switzerland,
yes.
and Austria?
Yes.
Okay. On the Bodensee, on Lake Constance.
Mm-hmm.
And they offer, is that countless, zahllose?
Yeah.
So countless hiking paths and sport possibilities the whole year long.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay. We'll take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment with a listener's question. The Coffee Break German magazine is just one part of the full range of Coffee Break German resources available. You can check out our online courses, the premium versions of the lessons, which include, depending on the course, exercises, vocabulary, video versions and bonus audio. Or check us out on social media and practice your German. We are Learn German on Twitter, Coffee Break German on Facebook and search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back. You're listening to Coffee Break German, and this is the part of the show where we turn over the microphone to our listeners. And in this episode, we've got a question from Ade Bajo. So over to you.
Hallo Marc, hallo Andrea. Ich habe eine Frage. Was ist der Unterschied zwischen Zeichnen und Zeichen? Und wann benutzt man Zeichnen oder Zeichen?
Thank you for your question. I think it is always tricky when you're learning a language and you come across words that look very similar but are used in slightly different ways, or indeed completely different ways. So, Dr. Andrea,
yes,
can you give us your
diagnosis? Actually, I love this question.
Okay.
Because it's a question that puzzles every school child.
Okay.
And it's, when do we use Zeichnen and when do we use Zeichen? So how does this come about? I would imagine our listener saw Zeichenunterricht or Zeichenblock or something like this and thinks, but the verb is Zeichnen. What does Zeichnen mean, Mark?
Well, Zeichnen, I think, is it to draw?
Yes, to draw.
Mm-hmm.
And a Zeichenblock is...
Is a drawing pad?
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. And I have to say, when I was a child... This puzzled me. I had Zeichenunterricht, which is drawing classes.
Drawing class, yeah.
But in the Zeichenunterricht, what we did was Zeichnen. And
on your Zeichen.
Yes. And then it bothered me and it bothered all my friends. And then we forgot about it and we never questioned it. And I looked it up today to answer this question. And I found nothing. And all I can say is that probably, so Zeichnen is the verb. And when we put it into a compound, so Zeichenblock, Zeichenunterricht, yep. Zeichenlehre. Then Zeichnen becomes Zeichen. Zeichen itself, das Zeichen, is a sign.
Yep.
Okay. And they must have the same origin. Mm-hmm. So drawing and sign must have the same origin. So we have Zeichnen, the verb. And when it is in a compound noun, it is Zeichen. Zeichenunterricht, Zeichen, Lehrer, Zeichenblock, und so weiter.
Okay. I'm just thinking here as we're talking, I don't think you've ever met Julia, our cultural correspondent. Julia is actually a Zeichenlehrerin.
Oh, wow.
So perhaps we can ask Julia also to see if there's
maybe she has a better explanation. That's the best I can come up with. Okay. And because, as I said, as children, we thought, why does it say Zeichen if the verb is Zeichnen? And then we just got on with our lives and didn't bother with this question
anymore. One does. Well, we hope that that's at least answered your question, Adebacho, and thank you for sending that in. If you have a question you would like to put to the Coffee Break German team, then please get in touch. You can go to coffeebreakquestions.com and leave us a voicemail there, or you can call our voicemail line. And in the UK, that's 0141 416 6880. In the US, 347-474-6880. Or in Australia, 08-7200-6880. It's time now for the final segment of this episode, and that is, of course, our Sahnehäubchen with Oliveira.
Hallo Marc, wie geht's dir heute?
Es geht mir sehr gut, danke. Und dir?
Mir geht's auch ausgezeichnet.
Okay, so what have you got for us today, for the cherry on the cake of this episode?
Für das heutige Sahnehäubchen habe ich das Wasser reichen.
Das Wasser reichen. So, yeah. Das Wasser is obviously the water, but what is reichen?
Reichen is a verb that means to hand over something to someone else.
Okay.
And the whole expression das Wasser reichen or das Wasser reichen können is used in an arrogant sense.
Okay,
it's a
more.
Bit presumptuous to say that because you compare two things. Mm-hmm. Man vergleicht zwei verschiedene Sachen. Mm-hmm. And if you think that one thing is a lot worse than the other, dass es viel schlechter ist als das andere, then you say, das kann ihm nicht das Wasser reichen.
So that can to it or to the other one not the water handover.
Yes, literally that's okay. What it means.
Right. But if we're saying that one thing can't hand the water over to another thing, what are we actually saying?
We're saying that it doesn't even come close to the other thing or that it's not even worthy of it.
Right. So if you were comparing two things, can you give us an example of comparing two things?
Zum Beispiel, wenn du mich fragst, wie ich das Schloss Sigmaringen finde.
Yeah.
I think it's very pretty.
Yep.
Ich denke, es ist sehr schön. Aber es kann Schloss Neuschwanstein nicht das Wasser reichen.
Okay, I'm getting it. So the Sigmaringen Castle isn't a patch on Neuschwanstein.
Yes, yeah.
So it doesn't come close to Neuschwanstein.
No, because Neuschwanstein is so much more beautiful, in my opinion.
Okay, right. So let's just go through the way in which this works again. So how would we say then? Sigmaringen Castle is not a patch or doesn't come close to Neuschwanstein Castle.
Man würde sagen, das Schloss Sigmaringen kann dem Schloss Neuschwanstein nicht das Wasser reichen. So you're using the dative in there.
Yeah. So das Schloss Sigmaringen kann dem Schloss Neuschwanstein nicht das Wasser reichen.
Yes, that's a bit complicated.
And of course, it'll become even more complicated if you then say, I find that, or my opinion is that. So how would we say, I find that, using that same sentence?
Ich finde das Schloss Sigmaringen, dem Schloss Neuschwanstein, nicht das Wasser reichen kann.
So your kann goes to the end there.
Yes, it goes to the very end of it.
Ich finde das Schloss Sigmaringen, dem Schloss Neuschwanstein, nicht das Wasser reichen kann.
Ja, sehr gut, Mark. Das war nicht einfach.
One more. How do we say, in my opinion?
Meiner Meinung nach. So then you would say, meiner Meinung nach kann das Schloss Sigmaringen dem Schloss Neuschwanstein nicht das Wasser reichen.
So our can is coming at the beginning there. Mm-hmm. So meiner Meinung nach kann das Schloss Sigmaringen dem Schloss Neuschwanstein nicht das Wasser reichen.
Genau, sehr gut.
Now I think we've got so caught up with the grammar in this that we've not really talked about the origin of this expression. So Oliveira, can you tell us more?
Yes, it's actually quite interesting. It comes from the Middle Ages, aus dem Mittelalter. Back then people would eat with their hands. Mm-hmm. They didn't have any cutlery. Even rich people, even aristocrats, used their hands for eating, but because they were noble, they would wash their hands in a bowl of water before and after the meal.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a very big task for a servant, and only the most trustworthy, only the most loyal servants were able to do this.
Yeah.
And that's where this expression comes from. That's why they were using it, because those servants would be worthy of handing over the water bowl to their lords and or masters.
Okay, wow. So not only have we had a history lesson here, we've had a grammar lesson too. So it's been how would we say this? It's been not just a Sahnehäubchen, but a Grammatikhäubchen.
Yeah, ein Grammatikhäubchen.
Yeah.
Und ein Geschichtshäubchen.
There we go. Three for the price of one. Now, next time on our Sahnehäubchen, we're changing the topic. We're no longer going to be talking about idiomatic and figurative phrases. We've got something interesting for you, and we think that you're going to enjoy that lots.
Ich freue mich auch schon darauf.
Thank you, Oliveira, and we'll see you again next time.
Bis zum nächsten Mal. Tschüss.
Oh, das hört sich sehr interessant an.
Yeah,
ich freue mich.
I think everyone will enjoy that. Okay, that is it for this episode of the Coffee Break German magazine. Don't forget, of course, that you can access all the bonus materials associated with this lesson and obviously all the previous lessons. That includes transcripts where you can access all of the German that's included in these passages with some vocabulary and explanations. There are exercises and there is a vocabulary list to help you check what you've learned. You can find out all about that at coffeebreakgerman.com.
Okay, and as ever, we'd like to remind you that you can keep practicing your German by joining us on social media. You'll find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break German. We learn German on Twitter, and you can get some behind-the-scenes photos and language learning content throughout the week on the Coffee Break Languages account on Instagram.
That is it for this episode. We'll be back next time when we're going to be talking about a German author. But for now, vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.